Hi, I'm Anna Partridge. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm speaking to mum of four and mother mentor Cass Hartley. Welcome, Cass.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Cass works with mums to help them redefine their self and find their way out of the role of just being a mum. It's a really important topic, and today we're going to talk about the importance of self-care as a mum, and Cass will give us some great ideas. So, Cass, why is self-care for mums just so important?
It's to prevent burnout, Anna. It's really, if we can't look after ourselves, we end up sick and tired and stressed. And for most of us, that ends in a scenario where we're actually unable to effectively look after our children and our families. And of course, that's the last thing we want. So it's really important to make sure that we are looking after ourselves, our own needs. It's the old put your oxygen mask on first theory. If you're not healthy and functioning, then you can't possibly be looking after others who need your help.
Yeah, so that's a really hard concept, I guess, for a mother. When you have your kids, you kind of fall into that role of carer and protector, and I guess you hear all the time, I don't have time to have self-care, that's not who I'm meant to be now, I'm meant to be the all-carer. What's your advice for that?
Look, absolutely, and you know, I've been there myself. As a mum, we want to do absolutely everything we can for our kids, to teach them and raise them, and we often put ourselves on the back burner, you know, citing not enough time. We've got to do the housework, we've got to look after the kids, we've got to run around after them. I think the biggest thing for me was realizing that self-care doesn't have to take a long time.
Yeah, right.
Self-care can be getting up 10 minutes earlier. Self-care can be going to bed 30 minutes earlier instead of going to bed later. So it's not about trying to carve out more time in your day or taking that time away from your children and your family. It's about finding the little things that really fill you up and make you happy.
Okay, cool. So what are some practical, time-efficient ways then to bring back self-care as a mother that you found work for you and for the people, that the mums that you work with?
One of the biggest things that I've found is quite simply heading outside. And, you know, you can do that with the kids. And what that does is it really gives you that exercise, that fresh air. It's a really physical benefit. And you'll find that your mood lifts and your health improves. Another way that I advocate self-care is getting up 10 minutes earlier. It doesn't have to be an hour earlier. I know, you know, my own children like to get up between 5:30 and 6 a.m. So getting up, you know, half an hour earlier than them is not really an option for me. But I can do 10 minutes, and in that 10 minutes, I can have a cup of coffee, a little bit of breakfast, and just that quiet time to really center myself to start the day. On days when I'm not feeling very well, I'm a little bit tired, instead of staying up late to do the housework, I go to bed half an hour early, right after the kids do. So it's just about finding that balance. And it's about fitting those little things in little moments during the day when you feel like you can take the time. If the kids are having a nap, instead of jumping straight into the housework, have a cup of tea first.
Or have a nap.
Absolutely. I'm a huge advocate for nana naps. I spent probably the first 18 months of my youngest daughter's life napping when she did. So definitely sleep. Getting enough sleep is certainly one of the most important things that you can do for your self-care.
And, you know, the other thing that we talked about the other day was mums finding their own activities or something that they love again, because often the role of mum is you slip into being just that role. So you take on the role as mum and you do everything in your power to look after the kids and protect, and you forget about yourself in that respect. So, you know, you get to your kids are 9 and 10, and you think, I've just really done nothing for myself.
And absolutely.
You know, parents, mums often say to me they don't know what they like to do anymore. I know you hear that quite a lot. What's your advice there, Kath?
It is. It's so common. Actually, it's been a running thread in a mum's group I'm actually a part of for the last couple of months. Is, you know, all of a sudden kids are going off to school and mums are going, you know, I don't even know what I like anymore. I'm totally different to who I was before I had the kids. You know, I'm really happy that I spent that time with them, but I don't even know what kinds of things I like. And my best advice to you is trial and error. Go out, take one class. You know, you think about it, you go, oh, well, I really liked exercise. I might try a yoga class. You only have to go once, and if you hate it, you never have to go again. But if you love it, you found something new for you to do. And that's a really important part of that self-growth and that self-care as well. Because simply the act of stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying something new is a form of self-care. It is something that you're doing for you, not for anyone else. So my best advice is try something. Start with the things that you used to like and work outwards from there.
And I even saw in a thread the other day that a girl went and did ballroom dancing.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many options out there. You know, I am looking into yoga for myself. I have friends who have taught themselves how to knit and crochet. I know mums who have started taking art classes. So there are a huge amount of options. You could join a running club. You could join a hiking club. Do you like taking photos? Take a few photography lessons. There are so, so many different ways and different things for you to try out there that don't cost a lot of money and really don't take up a lot of time either. It's just a matter of having a look at it and feeling into it. Does it feel like something you might enjoy? And then go and give it a try.
Yeah, so Robin, I think it was Robin Barker, is a big advocate of fill up the mummy cup of love. So when you're at your lowest levels, your household is also, your kids are, your partners, whoever you're living with, are all at their lowest levels. And so to be the best mum, I guess that's what you're saying, is you need to find something that you love to be able to drive you to be the best mum you can be.
Absolutely, yeah. It's so important. One of the biggest things I say is that you cannot fill up other people's buckets if yours is empty. Mm. You cannot fill cups from an empty cup. Mm. So it is really important that you find something that fills up your cup so that you are then able to share that.
Brilliant. All right, Cass, thanks very much. That's a great insight. And I totally believe that we need to be full before we go out and fill our kids. So I love that we've had this conversation today. What's where can we find you, Cass?
Okay, I am currently on Facebook at Cass Hartley, the Spiritual Mama Mentor. I am also, I will have a shiny new website in the next 2 weeks, and it's just CassHartley.com. So you can find me in both of those places.
All right, brilliant. All right, thanks for the call today.
Thanks so much, Anna. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, bye.